Now time for a locker room chat with Riverside Girls basketball coach Craig Burns after a pair of wins from this past week. Coach, start off with your guys' win at Perry the Compton. You guys win that 139-24. Your thoughts on the victory?
Yeah, that was a good win. You know, pretty much like all Big 7 wins are good wins. They were very physical, and really they're athletic too for their size. And so a lot of times, like I think I mentioned it last week, it makes it a little tough on us sometimes. And the defense they play, they really had a good scheme built up for Taylor. And so it was a little bit slow going in the beginning, but, you know, one thing that sticks was our defense. So he was able to kind of scratch and claw and get out of there.
Yes, sir. And, Coach, tell us about what specifically was going right for your guys' defense. Did you give up just 24 points?
Well, just locking in on being in the inside, basically being inside our pack line and staying tight. We've been viewing some of our film and seeing how we've been kind of getting loose on our defense and letting the drives get to the basket and letting people get in the paint. And that's what we've really been kind of focusing on is no paint, that's what we say. No paint and no straight line layups. So we're starting to get back to that and start to show up in our game.
And then you guys followed that win up with a big win against Nemaha Central Hayman, their first Big 7 loss. Your thoughts on your 34-30 win last night?
Oh, man. It was like a dream. It was tough. I was telling coaches or the assistants after the game, I'm like, every time I looked up at the scoreboard, I mean, we was only like 2 points ahead. It seemed like we was, you know, further ahead than that. And we was able to get some stops and string some scores in there where we got a nice little lead at the end. But I had to call time out because I said, hey, ladies, I mean, this team, they win. They win all the time. You know, they're used to being behind. So once they get a little momentum, they're gonna be on you. So you guys better lock in because it seemed like we kind of lost some focus. You know, maybe a little game pressure. And I'm saying, you know, Nemaha Central, they've been through all kind of pressure. They're used to that. I said, now you guys got to get used to it. You know, what you going to do? You know, so they responded and pulled the game out. So that was a great win for us against a great team. And look for them to go really far in state and sub-state. They're a really good team.
Absolutely. And now you guys will take on a Republic County team in sub-state as try to shift from the regular season to the postseason. This is a team that you guys haven't played in a very long time in terms of your guys' overall history. What are some things you know about them, and what are you looking forward to?
I know nothing about them. Nothing about them. I have some film hopefully coming in today, and once I receive that, I'll send it off to the assistant. They'll be looking at it, and we'll kind of find out what they do and then see if we can stop it, come up with something that will make it hard for them to score, and hopefully that we can find something that makes it easy for us to score and we can come out with this victory.
Absolutely. Coach, thank you so much for your time today and this entire season as well. Best of luck as you guys are the top seed in the sub-state, hopefully come out of there with a state tournament appearance coming up.
All right. I appreciate it. Appreciate what you do for Northeast Kansas sports. And do a great job.
That was Riverside Girls Head Basketball Coach Craig Burns here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Euler Law and Euler Dentist.